Suzanne Pepper, good morning to you.
Good morning.
You are chair of the Gosport Older Persons Forum,
is that right? That's right.
Is it what it says on the tin?
It is what it says on the tin. We're an independent organisation representing residents of Gosport 55 and over to enable them to speak with one voice if they want representation made to statutory bodies. The other thing that we do is we disseminate information to them because we believe that you must have the most information possible to live the best life you can. And that's information about the boring stuff about benefit changes and what have you, but also information about fun events, lunch clubs, new classes that are going on, and events such as our InfoFest 55 plus.
Now this, you invented this whole thing, didn't you?
We did. October the 1st is International Older Persons Day. And we decided that we would have something to celebrate it in October. So jointly with Gosport Borough Council, we decided we would like to put on an event where exhibitors come to give information to our members. And it has grown like topsy. We had over 600 people through the door last year.
Wow, really?
I know. Over 600 cups of tea and coffee were served last year, which is pretty astounding.
From a standing start.
From a standing start. We started off our first year, we had 200, then we had 300 and we had 600. It falls into two parts, really. In the ballroom at the Thorngate, we have the exhibitor stands, over 45 of them. And they range from our Argenti, who are the telehealthcare people, to Portsmouth Water, who have information about that, electricity supply companies, who can advise on changing your suppliers.
Now, they're all the boring things, but what about the fun things?
The fun things. In the theatre at Thorngate, we have a cafe, and we supply their free tea and coffee and biscuits. If you come after 1 o'clock this year, there are going to be free cupcakes as well.
I shall be there after one.
Absolutely, good idea. And on the stage, we have demonstrations. We've got a cookery demonstration this year. We have Zumba Gold, and all the ladies get very fit leaping about on that, Tai Chi.
I shall watch that with interest.
Yes, it's always a good lively thing. We're also having a talk from the Dying Matters Project, and they have a separate exhibition in the music room. Now, Dying Matters is a very important project for them. This is to get over the idea that if you talk about dying, it's going to happen.
I know. We all think that, don't we?
Yes, absolutely. But it is vitally important for your family and for yourselves and for your peace of mind to have the discussion about the awkward questions. What sort of funeral do you want? Have you made arrangements? Do you have preferences?
No one likes to talk about these things, do they?
They absolutely don't. I have the discussion with my children, and they know exactly what I want, which is a bench on our lovely Leon Solent front. That's all I'm having. Thank you very much.
With a nameplate.
Absolutely, yes. So people can sit there and enjoy part of this lovely borough that we live in. Other people have very different ideas on what they want. They might want a humanist ceremony, or they might want the full works, if you like. But it's important that you discuss it. It's important that you discuss it for personal wishes and cost implications as well, because funerals are not cheap these days.
No, it's standing about $3,000, isn't it?
Yep, minimum $3,000. And if you can have it now, when you're relatively fit and healthy, you can have the discussion now and that's fine. It is not the sort of discussion you want to have when you've got failing health and things are getting a bit tricky.
It's almost worth buying a funeral bond, isn't it?
Funeral plans have to be looked at and there will be two funeral directors there to talk about them. You have to be careful what they cover and what they don't cover. But it is certainly worth making financial provision for your family because at a time of stress...
That's the last thing you
want to think about. And they have I want to do the best for mum. I want to do the best for mum. Well, and people do put themselves in dire financial straits because of that, from a good place, from a good heart. You know, so you have to think about it. So that's a separate part of the event, on at the same time in the music room. So pop down and see us. Spend a morning wandering around the exhibitor stand, seeing what we've got. And come and have a cup of coffee, biscuit, piece of cake. Also in the theatre, Oak House Foods demonstrate the foods that they deliver. They're the sort of Meals on Wheels type of people.
I know the kind of thing my mother-in-law takes there.
Yes. And their carrot cake is to die for.
Is it really?
It is lovely. And they have microwaves set up along the back and you get to taste all the nice things that they do.
I shall certainly totter around all the stands and talk to people and hope to get some interviews from some of them.
I think it's good. We joined the year before last, with the Winter Warmth exhibition that the Gosport Borough Council used to hold in the Town Hall. And the reason we joined up is because they're very much similar exhibitors. And the voluntary sector are stressed they are, you know, they're doing more and more, and so it is easier also for the voluntary organisations to attend one event to get in touch with people as it is for our members to come and see.
So theoretically, how many people are you expecting? I mean, Thorngate Hall has a capacity, doesn't it?
It does have a capacity. We are full capacity in the mornings always. It quietens down in the afternoon, which is why we're encouraging people to come in the afternoon. I will be surprised if we don't serve at least our 500-600 cups of tea and coffee, and I'm expecting a good 500 through the door. Everybody that comes in the door has an information pack, this little brown carrier bag, and I've got leaflets galore out there from deaf aid, from independent age, from Able Label, who are a clothing line specifically designed for those who have mobility issues, from the e-doctor service, from the We Will Deliver Your Prescriptions Free service, and they all go in the information pack, and everybody that comes to the door gets one of those, and I'm doing 500 of those.
You must have spent hours putting this whole thing together.
It takes a long time. The committee, I mean, you know, it's not me. We have a whole planning committee, along with very, very welcome contribution from Gosport Borough Council, because it is a joint event.
Well, they're stretched as well financially.
They're stretched. Aren't they? They're stretched financially and in personnel. So, you know, we work hard at it because we have to, because we think it is a very, very important event for our members and for, actually, not just our members, anybody in Gosport. You don't have to be over 55 to come to this event. It is important if you've got perhaps an older parent to come along and see what's around and what's available for them.
Well, I hope it'll be a great success on the day, Suzanne. Reserve me a piece of that carrot cake you're talking
will.
About.
I will indeed.
And I'll see you then. Thank you very much indeed.
You're welcome.